Hey, Go Team Partners, Robert with you again this week. I hope you're having an amazing February. I am pre-recording this for you guys. Usually I try to do it the week of, but I'm headed to Israel here, and I wasn't sure I'd have a chance to record for you next week, so wanted to make sure I pre-recorded something so I could connect with you, because you know how much I look forward to these. Please be praying for us as we go to Israel. We're expecting God to do pretty incredible things for everybody joining us on the tour. I was invited to be one of the speakers on this conference tour called Roll Away the Stone Israel Tour, and we're expecting God to do some pretty amazing things and bring us into revival and resurrection power at all new levels. Because as you all know, the stone was not rolled away from the tomb so Jesus could get out. The stone was rolled away from the tomb so the disciples could get in and see that he had done everything he had said he was going to do, that the total victory was theirs. They were brought into the place of resurrection and revival power. And then the victorious risen Lord actually says to Mary, go and tell everybody, go and give this away. And I believe that's one of the things we're going to grab hold of while there, and that's for each and every one of you, because whatever any of us receives or grabs hold of from the Lord, first of all, he's no respecter of persons, so everything that he is and all that he's done is for all people for all time. But also there's that spiritual principle of you being part of this family, this team, you sowing into it, you reap, you come under our covering. So anything that Patricia receives, that Michelle receives, that I receive, that anybody on our team receives, you come under that covering and you have a grace to move in that anointing. So I wanted to encourage you with that, especially as we're talking this month about prayer power. And when I was with you 2 weeks ago, I shared with you about the power of prayer as a dialogue and a conversation with God, and the power of hearing his heart and knowing that he's there and knowing that he cares and sharing your heart with him. This time, I want to share more traditional power revelation with you with prayer power. And one of my favorite scriptures when it comes to really emboldening me and encouraging me and empowering me in prayer power, especially, hear me, especially when I don't feel powerful, especially when I've been praying into something or about something or decreeing and declaring into something and nothing seems to be shifting, whether it's a health challenge in my family or a financial challenge or the situation in our nation, which thankfully we are starting to see God move, but we'll come back to that in just a minute. But when it feels like, oh, I've been decreeing, I've been declaring, I've been praying, I've been believing for the power of prayer, nothing seems to be happening, I love to meditate on Isaiah 55:11 that promises, God declares that his word never returns void. It accomplishes all that it is sent to do, and it always bears fruit. Not only that, but when you go further down here, actually, let me pull this scripture up right now while I'm with you guys. I'm going to do this while we are recording. I'm going to pull up Isaiah 55:11 in the New King James Version. So after declaring that his word never returns void, it accomplishes all that it's sent to do, it always prospers, always bears fruit. In verse 12 and 13, it goes on to say, in regards to sending forth, partnering with God to send forth that prayer power of the decreed word, it says, you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. So it has an immediate impact on you. It encourages you. It brings joy to you. It brings peace to you. Knowing God is there, knowing that he cares, knowing that his word works, knowing that he's at work because you've sent that word forth. And then it says, the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. So it's talking about this even impacts creation when you move in this type of prayer power. All the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. So it's talking about it will bring reformation. It will bring revival. It will bring transformation. It's like saying, light be, or let there be light, and the darkness shattering. I believe he's encouraging us, especially in this hour, to really grab hold of prayer power, knowing every time we send that word forth, something is happening, because God says His word never returns void. It accomplishes all that it's sent to do. It always bears fruit. So one of the most powerful things we can pray is the word of God, because he says his word never returns void. He says it accomplishes all that it's sent to do. He says it always produces fruit. It always prospers in the thing for which he is sending it forth, that he's inspired us to send it forth. And then remember what it says. What is it? Psalm 133, I think it is, where it says that angels are dispatched to perform the word of God. So when we're declaring the word of God, angels are being dispatched to perform it. It's one of the easiest ways to partner with the ministry of angels is to decree and declare the word of God. So what does that look like? Well, very simple examples, and I've told you this story many times, but when I was so sick for so long, on an almost daily basis, even when I was so weak I could barely croak it out, I would almost every day, not every day, but most days, would declare, "By his stripes I am healed." I would declare out of Isaiah that by his stripes I am healed. It doesn't matter how I look. It doesn't matter how I feel. I won't ignore those things. I won't deny those things. But one of the ways I'll deal with those things is by declaring truth into that situation. By his stripes I am healed. Not by his stripes I hope to be healed one day, but I'm sending forth the truth of the word of God. By his stripes I am healed. I have it. He's done it. It's mine in the eternal realm. I am decreeing it and declaring it, to partner with him to see it fully established here in the temporal realm. That's prayer power. When we choose to believe eternal truth, we choose to grab hold of that eternal truth, we choose to decree, to declare, to pray in authority with even just a mustard seed of faith, we send that word forth. We can be confident it shall not return void. It will accomplish all that it's sent to do. Or if you're wrestling with that because you've been praying and decreeing and declaring and nothing seems to shift, then focus on the truth of Isaiah 55:11. Ask Holy Spirit to help you meditate on it, to make it real to you again, to reignite that fire of faith, that fire of certainty that God is there, that God cares, that his word is true. And it's not about what we see or don't see yet. It's about the grace to believe and send it forth in power, and we will see it because he has done it. That's prayer power. Isaiah 55:11. It impacts the situation. It impacts you. It impacts all of creation. That's prayer power. So I really want to encourage you, wherever you're contending, if you have a scripture you're standing on, stand on it afresh. Ask Holy Spirit to refresh and renew that faith, that certainty that the word is true. And as you send it forth, angels are performing it. God even says he will perform signs to confirm his word. That's part of, now that's obviously like when we preach on healing, he shows up and heals. He confirms it with signs that follow. He confirms his word with signs that follow. But that's the same for decreeing and declaring the word. When those things do break forth and do manifest. And the other thing I want to encourage you with in prayer power is to exercise that prayer power and to work the anointing of the prayer power. What do I mean by that? Well, like right now, many of you know, my nephew is overcoming a diagnosis of epilepsy. And there are many times I'm with him, I can lay hands on him, I can pray for him. We've seen some improvements, but there's still some issues going on. His parents still feel to have him on the medication, and that's not a lack of faith. That's a care and concern for their son as we continue to contend for the miracle breakthrough in the spirit, breaking through into the natural. They're doing what they feel is wise and best for their son, and I think we should always honor those types of things while we continue to take care of business in the spirit. So even though there are times I can lay hands on Isaac, I can hold him, I can hug him, I can love on him, I can release through him that way, I can lay hands on him and pray and decree and declare for him just like he was at one of our meetings that way. But I tell you what, I don't wait until I am with him. almost every morning in my prayer time, him and a few other family members I'm contending for full manifestations of healing for, I sit in my prayer chair and I work the anointing. I send that word forth. I send forth that truth. I send forth the word of God. I decree it. I declare it. I'm massaging it. I tell you what, I think when we do this type of thing, we are establishing a realm. I highly encourage you to either read my book, Realms of Power, or get the teaching, Establishing Realms of Power in the Spirit. Or hey, if you want to, it should still be available. The episode of Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, that I did, his team put together a really great resource package of the book and then an exclusive 3 CD, 3 teaching set that they put with it that I recorded for them while I was there, only available through them. You can get that through sidroth.org. And I put together a quick little link to make it simple to communicate. Those of you who know Bitly, it's a online website that takes long links and turns them into short little links. And I made a Bitly link, which is bit.ly/, and then it's Sid Roth, all one word, _power_offer. So bit.ly. /, I think it is, whatever they do on computers. Yeah, /, and then Sid Roth, all one word, _power_offer. And that'll take you right to the page that they put together with this offer, because that'll really encourage you in this on how to work the anointing, how to establish a realm. And you can do it through prayer. Like, I believe I am establishing a realm where epilepsy will not only break off my nephew, but it will also be something that I get to see wherever I go in the world, because I'm establishing that through prayer power, in faith, sending forth that word, coming into agreement with that word over and over again. You can do that in anything. If whatever you're believing for, be praying for it, but be praying for it not only for, say, the family member that you love, that you're contending for the full manifestation of their healing or their salvation or their financial breakthrough or whatever it is, or favor and a new job or whatever it is, but realize you're also not only contending in for that person, but you're contending and establishing a realm to walk in. Prayer is so powerful. One of the challenges we have is we get so focused on the result we expect when we want to see it. And it's always expect the result, because we know his word always works, that when we send forth prayer, something always happens. So expect the result. But like we've talked about, in this season, God's going to use you in notable and remarkable ways. One of the keys is to always expect God. But one of the things to watch over is don't expect your expectations of God more than you expect God. And you've heard me share the story many times about very early on in my health battle, when I asked the Lord for a scripture to stand on, he gave me the one about when he brought Israel out of Egypt and said there was no sickness in their midst. And he had me standing on the truth that there would be no sickness in my midst. Well, I contended for the full manifestation of that for well over a decade. And there were times I got discouraged because I thought, I'm not seeing this. And then, very long story made short, the Lord helped me come to understand that I was not only working to establish the reality of the full manifestation of the healing I have through the cross of Calvary that was already mine in Christ. We don't contend for things we hope to see one day. We contend for the full manifestation of what we know is ours. But that I was also establishing a realm of healing miracles, that there would be no sickness in my midst, not just the midst of my body, but in the midst of wherever I go. And I'm still working to establish that realm stronger and stronger. How do I do it? Prayer power. I pray for the sick. I've been getting a lot of emails since I was on Sid Ross sharing about this stuff. And I take time with almost all of them to pray through them, especially if somebody's reaching out and saying, hey, I heard that you like to pray into this area. I've got somebody, would you pray for them? Absolutely. Why? Because not only we're here to serve, but when I pray into that, whether it's in my prayer chair, whether it's in my little office desk chair that I'm at right now while I record this for you, when I'm praying in faith, I'm not only serving these people who have blessed bless me by asking for prayer, but I am also working to establish a realm in that area of healing, of miracles, of breakthrough. So I hope you're encouraged about how to move in prayer power. Meditate on Isaiah 55:11. Meditate on 1 Corinthians 14:1, where the Apostle Paul says that we are to earnestly desire and zealously cultivate. That's the Amplified. Earnestly desire and zealously cultivate the spiritual gifts. He says, especially that you might prophesy, but he tells us to zealously cultivate all the spiritual gifts. One of those gifts is prayer power and establishing realms in the spirit in certain areas. And you do that by operating in faith, declaring and decreeing that word, knowing that it's bearing fruit and knowing you're establishing a realm. God bless you guys. I hope this was a big encouragement. Hey, I'm super excited about how the nations are opening up to us. As I say, I'm recording this just before going to Israel. We're planning a Central Europe and Northern Europe tour here for the summer to take the reality and power of God to all sorts of places there. We have the Philippines on the schedule. We're talking about evangelism, crusade, and revival meetings in northern Thailand. And there's some other nations that we're in talks about coming into. And our heart's desire is that we can go simply to serve. As you know, some of my very favorite places to go are the more remote places, the places that most people don't go to, and the places that can't afford, quote unquote, to bring you in. Well, heaven can afford to bring us in. And one of the ways God has done that is not only Uri and I and Patricia and Ron sowing our personal finances into a lot of this, but also through incredible partners like you. So if this month you want to give a special partner offering to help support us responding to the harvest call to the nations, please do. You can do that at patriciakingministries.com. Click that donation link, click that the giving link. It's right there in the upper right-hand corner of Patricia King Ministries. Ministries.com. It's the black button with the teal donate. And when you do that, you can go into it and you can give a special one-time gift. You can sow that right into what we're doing for Harvest. You can give it into the Global Harvest / Missions category, and it will help us respond to the harvest call to the nations. Oh my gosh, what an exciting time this is. Two other real quick things. In regards to the nations opening up, let us know if you have any interest in us trying to arrange things where you can go with us and you could serve as part of the prayer team or something like that. And then the other thing is, I'm obviously going to Israel. I've mentioned that a couple times here in just a couple days. But if you'd be interested in us doing a PKM Israel tour, let us know that, because we're always looking for ways to help serve you guys and give you more of what you're looking for with and through this ministry. So just email info@patriciaking.com with any ideas. We'd love to see them, review them, pray into them. But most of all, what I want to tell you before I sign off here for the month of February is we're so incredibly grateful for you. Thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for adding your faith to ours. Thank you for your faith-filled prayers and your faithful giving. Thank you for all that you help us do in media, meetings, ministry, missions. So many lives are being touched because of you. Thank you. And as we always love to say, remember this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. God bless you, and see you guys next month, or hear you guys next month.